Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cut.
Cyber razor cut.
Yeah!
If you want to be a psychonaut, get yourself a cyber razor cut.
To be this could take ages, huh?
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Hear all of the best Saggy music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Lewis Clark, a.k.a. Sonic Goda from SegaDriven.com, back once again for another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut live on RadioSega.net. You're in for an hour of Sega theme music and remixes. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. I'm currently joined by KC, Rexy, Wario21, Voice, Spondy, CTR, SPK, Generos, Mick Bynes, Silver Sonic, Trekkie, Twinny, and John the VG Nerd, who is celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday, John. Yeah, cool stuff. Excellent stuff. We just opened with Hiroshi Kawaguchi with the main background music from Enduro Racer, which is an absolutely cracking song. I really, really like it a lot. And as I've been mentioning in the chat room to KC, I really prefer the Master System version. There's something about that version of the song that I really, really like. It's somewhat beefier, it's got to be said. But yes, cool stuff. I really wanted to open with the show with that for a little while, because like I said, I do really, really like the song. Right, I want to get the first bit of news out of the way and done with straight off the bat, because it's not the most positive. So if you're following Sega recent activity, you'll be already aware of this, but unfortunately Sega are currently offering 300 of their staff voluntary retirement as a downsizing effort. So the North American company seems to be hit the worst. San Francisco office is closing, and 120 jobs are also going, and the rest of the staff will be moving to Southern California. There are some redundancies at Sega of Europe. Limited is what is currently being used as the word. But yeah, it's not the best news, it's got to be said. An awful lot of downsizing going on at Sega. An increased focus on PC and smartphone games. And yeah, it's just not very positive, I've got to say. I haven't reported on it on Sega Driven at all, because to be honest with you, it made me a bit upset when I first heard it, because you know, it's almost like my favourite publisher is going down the pan. But fingers crossed, Sega can keep it together. Sega Sammy, the company that owns Sega, are, you know, not exactly bad for money, so fingers crossed they can keep running Sega at a decent way. And to be honest with you, there has been some good news coming out of Sega recently, so we'll get onto that throughout the show. But yeah, like I say, I wanted to get the bad news out of the way first, because everybody needs to know. If you're relevant, if Sega is on your radar, then it's relevant news to you. So yeah, sad news, but Sega haven't closed. Things are still trekking on, just with a different focus on PC and smartphone gaming for now. But yeah, I have seen that Sega aren't abandoning plans to release things on consoles and boxed products and stuff. So it's just a small change in focus, but unfortunately, at the sad redundancy effort towards lots of their employers. So yeah, there you go. Bad news out of the way. Let's continue with music first, and then we'll get onto the good news, because that has been quite a fair bit as of recent. So yes, let's kick things off, I think, with a bit of Mr. Stream. This is Mr. Stream's remix of Emerald Hill. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Cyber Razor Cat. Oh, bugger.
And we are back. You just heard Wolf Rock with Welcome to the Temple from Comic Zone. And prior to that, you heard Mr. Stream with his rendition of Emerald Hill Zone. Cool, cool stuff. Right, let us talk good news because, I started with the bad news. Now let's talk about good news. So, the big thing, Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax is getting a Western release, which I did not see coming from a million miles away. So European region obviously gets stumped with a digital only release once again, but North America, well, the Americas in general, do get a box copy of available to them. So I might import that, because let's face it, I much prefer box games. So yes, I've played a bit of Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax because a friend has the Japanese version, and it's a pretty decent fighter, very good little 2D fighter. I do like the fact that it uses 2D sprites and not 3D renders and just sticks them on a 2D plane. I've got a real thing for 2D art, it's got to be said. This has a very similar style for things like King of Fighters 13, some of the Guilty Gear games, obviously not the new one because that also does use 3D renders. But yeah, it's a fun little game, I've got to say. Not the world's biggest character selection, but fairly fan service. It is basically an anime fighter featuring characters from things like Sword Art Online, Excel World, A Certain Magical Index, and Dura Dura Dura. And yeah, there's some Sega cameos. There is a Green Hill Zone stage. Kira from Virtua Fighter shows up. Sylvaria from Valkyria Chronicles shows up. Yeah, lots and lots of fan service. Good stuff. And I don't mean the type of the skirt. Although there's probably that as well, to be honest with you. It's an anime game. But yeah, that's cool. I've got to say, I'm really, really surprised that that's getting a Western release. So yes, Dengeki Bunkai Fighting Climax is coming out over here. There is currently no release date other than the projected summer, so yeah, it's due this year. That's good, isn't it? And it's coming out on PS3 and PS Vita. Good stuff. Right, let us continue with the music. So what am I feeling? Oh yeah, we've got some new stuff to play. Yes, I've spotted a few bits and pieces on Dwelling of Jewels which we haven't played yet. So yeah, first up we have In Rudiment. Enjoy. We'll be right back. And we are back. That was a rather immense remix by Ivan Hackstock, Detective Tuesday and Will Rock. And that was Rock the Street, which is mainly a remix of Shake the Street from Turbo Outrun, but it's also interpolated with a track from Iridium 2, of all things. So yeah, a bit of a bizarre one and very, very good. And prior to that, you heard In Rudiment with Suddenly, which is a Comic Zone remix. And again, very good stuff, that's what we said. Yeah, cool stuff. Both are available on dwellingwithjewels.net if you want to download them. Right, back to the news. So, again, this one took me by surprise. Not published by Sega, but obviously relevant to Sega. A new Wonder Boy game has been announced. God, I didn't think I was going to be able to say that. But yeah, a new entry in the Wonder Boy / Monster World series is coming out. It's called Monster Boy and the Wizard of Booze, which is possibly one of the most bizarre game titles of all time. There isn't much kicking around for this at the moment. There are some screenshots. There is a music trailer featuring our good friend Banjo Guy Ollie doing his Wonder Boy Monster 3 Dragon's Trap remix, which was one of his first, actually. And yeah, you can watch all of that on YouTube. There's a link to it on SegaRoom.com if you want to go and check that out. But yes, this was previously going to be a Kickstarter project for a new Flying Hamster game, and yeah, it was definitely riffing on the Wonder Boy franchise. There was obvious similarities, but sadly didn't get to its goal. But now it has been picked up by FDG Entertainment, and they are going to finish it off as a proper Wonder Boy game. So yeah, it's been developed with Ryuichi Nishizawa from Whistone, who, yeah, you know, obviously an actual series creator for Wonder Boy, so yeah, it's definitely a good connection there. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this. Like I said, there's only some sort of screenshots kicking around at the moment, but do go and check them out, because yeah, I'm very excited for some new Wonder Boy action. It's been a very, very long time since the last one, and it's a great franchise, I've got to say. One of my absolute favourites is Wonder Boy Monster Land, which you can get on Master System. Previously an arcade game, but yeah, really, really good little title. There's something sort of like Castlevania-esque about them. They definitely have a feel of the castle, you know, Metroidvania-style gameplay, and you get new weapons and level up your armour and bits and pieces like that. But also very much an action-led game, not really an RPG as such. But yeah, looking forward to seeing what comes of that. So yeah. That is currently in development for PS4 and PC. And apparently more platforms are due to be announced. So there you go. Cool stuff. A new Wonder Boy game. God, who would have thought of it? Right, let's continue with more music. I haven't played this on the show for absolutely ages because it was lost in my hard drive crash of last year. But I have recovered it. This is The Sandland, and it's a really, really awesome remix by Dr. Manhattan. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Have you got any Game Gear songs?
We are back once again. That was Pirate Crab with Mythic Mist, which is a Mystic Cave Zone remix from Sonic 2. And prior to that, you heard Dr. Manhattan with The Sandland, the Sandopolis' own remix. Great stuff all round. Lots of metal. Good stuff. Right, back to the news. So, Hucast, who are the publishers of such games as Dux and Redux and the upcoming The Ghostblade, and I can't remember they do. Anyway, they've got a new game coming out. It's called Alice's Mum's Rescue, and it's a 2D platformer, very basic looking thing, coming out February 9th. So, yeah, not long now. You can get it from Hucast online store directly, which you can go hucast.com and find that. There is also a new trailer, lots of gameplay kicking around in that. If you want to watch, head on over to SegaRhythm.com because I've got it all there. But yeah, I've got to say, I think it's very obvious that this was previously a mobile release, because it's got to be said, it's not to Hucast's usual standard, let's put it that way. It's a very basic looking game, and a very basic looking playing game, if that makes any sense. But yeah, it doesn't seem like it's really pushing the boundaries as far as Hucast are, you know, known for. They're a very good shmup developer. But yeah, this looks pretty bog basic. It's got to be said. I don't know if I'd be wanting to spend full whack on a special edition, because it definitely has a whiff of iOS mobile game about it. But yeah, new Dreamcast games are always a cool thing. It's got to be said. The fact that there is still support from this machine, from independent developers even now, is fantastic, to be honest with you. And I'm sure I'll probably pick this up at some point when I feel like it. So yeah, But yes, like I say, if you want to go and check out the trailer, you can go to SegaDrim.com, and there's also a link to the pre-order if you are interested in getting one for your own Dreamcast. It's a region-free release as well, so depending wherever you are in the world, you can get a copy and it will happily boot safely onto your Dreamcast. Cool stuff. Right, that's the end of that bit of news. What am I feeling? Let's chill out a bit. We've had a lot of metal. I think it's time for some backbeat and Hom Sing. Enjoy.
Friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
And we are back. You just heard Kentaro Kobayashi with In the Blue Sky, the main first stage theme from Virtual On. Oh, I've played that on the show before. I've got to say, the only way to enjoy that song is to dance like an absolute maniac, because it's so intense. I love it. And prior to that, you heard Vanky P and Harm Singh with Volcano Valley from Sonic 3D Flicky's Island. Great, great stuff. Cool. Yes. I'm all danced out now. Right. Last bit of news for the week. And I quite like this, actually. It's got to be said. So back in 2010, on April Fool's Day, Platinum Games uploaded a little April Fool's joke called Bayonetta Angel Land. And it's basically a sort of 16-bit-esque Bayonetta-looking thing. Just a little video. It's a fun little thing. And yeah, lo and behold, if you go on the 404 pages of Platinum Games website, there is essentially a playable version of it. It doesn't have the same sort of horizontal movement as the video does, but it's basically it's kind of like a shmup. So you stay in one position and you have to fire at enemies and basically get a high score. But yeah, you can access it by going to platinumgames.co.jp/404. And have a little muck around, something to do, kill some time, get some high scores, cool little thing. And I love that they actually use the assets from the little April Fool's video for an actual playable thing. So yeah, cool stuff. Nice little discovery there. I was mucking around with it, and I've got to say, it's bloody hard. It's not an easy little game. The flying enemies seem to be the hardest thing to hit. Yeah, you can have a go and find out for yourself. Sure, you can beat my score. I think I've only got 1800, so yeah, go and thrash me while you listen to the next set of songs, I suppose. Right, yeah, we're into the last 12 minutes of the show. Let's have a couple more songs and we'll talk soon. Right, I haven't played Afterburner for a while, but you know, it's gotta be the Vocaloid version. Enjoy.
Is your life continuously going? Then stop, relax, get a nice cool beverage, and put your feet up, and listen to Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Yoda on Radio Sega.
Sega!
For one final time, you just heard Matt Thompson with Whirlwind, a Shinobi 3 remix of all things. And prior to that, you had Howl featuring Mako with Afterburner. Vocal version of the Afterburner thing. Good stuff. Cool. So, yeah, last 5 minutes of the show. Before I say goodbyes and thank yous and all that malarkey, I would like to point you towards SegaDriven.com, because I have reviewed 4 games since the last episode. 4 Mega Drive games. There are reviews for Alien Storm, Afterburner 2, Bare Knuckle 3, and World of Illusion, now live on SegaDriven.com. I would really, really appreciate it if you go and check them out, because a lot of effort goes into that. And the final thing I suppose we've got to talk about as well is the fact that Sonic Runners, there is now artwork and a teaser available. So also, if you go to SegaDriven.com, you can see the teaser. You can look at the artwork. It seems to be based on Sonic Lost World in its style. And the character sprites have that sort of lovely thick black outline, which things like Sonic Jump have as well. There's been some details kicking around for this. It would appear like the game is very sort of is essentially stage based. It's going to be a free download. I think the first 50 something stages were free, if I've read correctly, and then the rest you're going to get the DLC stages for paying some microtransactions. So yeah, sounds promising. It's got to be said, a proper stage based Sonic thing for your iPhone or Android device. Cool stuff. Right. Like I said, thank you very much for tuning in. I've been Sonic Yoda from SegaDriven.com, and you've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Thank you to everybody listening live. Thank you to everybody that downloads the podcasts. It's always appreciated. I really, really enjoy having your company on the show. And yeah, it makes it all worthwhile. So thanks again, guys. The rest of the week on Radio Sega. Let's have a look at the schedule quickly. Right, so first up, Friday at 1 a.m, it's RSN Live with Voice. Friday at 9 p.m, it's Rexy with the Sega Mix Drive. Saturday at 4 p.m, it's the Late, Late, Late Afternoon Breakfast Show with Shadow Remix. Saturday at 10 p.m, it's Gavin UK with Saturday Night Sega. Saturday at 11 p.m, it's Donnie with the Sega Lounge. Radio Sega's Sunday Funday returns Sunday at 8 p.m. with Andy Pandy 1991. Fantasy Star Beats Sunday at 10 p.m. with SPK. Then round to next week, Monday at 8 p.m. it's KC with Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And then back to me for another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Cool, cool stuff. Yeah, that's everything I need to say, really. Once again, thank you very much for tuning in. I've been Sonic Yoda, and you've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut. To play us out, it's going to be a bit of Brain Cells, and this is Pump. Thanks again. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.